just mention that it's International Undies Day today, and Al, you've now gone through a whole deep dive on Google about every single undie that's available. The stuff there that raised my eyebrows. I'm a fairly liberal sort of guy, I would think.
And what?
I am. Look,
Are you really? Look, I don't think this is offensive to say this, but I don't think you're liberal at all. I think you're the exact opposite. I think you're pretty conservative.
I feel liberal when it comes to what you wear underneath your pants. The debate I have with my boys at home.
Tell me how you think that what makes you think you're liberal?
Well, looking at the pictures there of all the different type of undies and accoutrements that go with, that bit of cloth that, keeps you protected down there, I could see myself wearing some of those.
Are you serious? Mm. Okay, everyone, Google this, internationaljock.com. There are some fantastic options here.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, I mean, even just the categories, you would never think that there'd be so much men's underwear. Have a listen to this. Briefs, obviously, yep, trunks, fine. Boxer briefs, yep, boxer shorts. Even jock straps, okay? how funny is the word jock strap? But
that was a put down.
Your jock strap.
To my mates.
Yes, exactly. We did used to say that back in the day. Oh, you stupid jock strap. So this is all for men. Loving this. Bikinis, thongs, G-strings, pouches, suspensories. Hang on, I'm going to click. Oh,
see,
wow.
You women don't have the, don't have the whole thing. Because you say there's so many different types of women's undies out there. And yes, as a guy, when you're trying to choose something sexy or something appropriate for your lady, there's so much to choose from. And you always get it wrong.
Yeah, I know. Look, you're going to have to quickly come around here, Bilko, and have a look at this. All right. I want you to describe. Oh, here is his reaction. Yeah. This is called suspensories.
Oh, my. Okay.
Okay. So
no.
I don't know what this is, but there's.
No.
It's cool. I'm going to describe the suspensory.
No.
Honestly, you need to go onto internationaljock.com. So for some
Not
reason,
if you're driving.
Well, there's one called a surgical suspensory. But anyway, this is what it is. The suspensory has just got one little bit at the front where your dude goes.
Right.
And then as you saw, Bilks, there's a hole in the end. There's a hole in my undies, dear, whatever. And then little old mate pokes out the end. So I don't actually know what the... That's lazy.
I take it back. I'm not that liberal.
That is the definition of lazy. If you can't even move your undies to the side when you do a wee. Okay, so there's suspensories. There's body suits for men. Oh, this is fantastic.
I was just going to ask the Zig family on 1300 891 929, do you prefer trunks or do you prefer the briefs?
Yeah, good question.
That's all I wanted to say, and yet you go down.
Oh, this is amazing. Well, there's one thing called a romper. So you know how you've got for babies have rompers, romper suits? Well, they've got them for men, and they've got some see-through rompers.
Pixelated, I hope, over that computer screen of yours.
Yeah, they're pixelated.
Not safe for work.
Mesh. Oh, this is great. Okay, everyone, do yourselves a favour. Internationaljock.com. This is going to be my next go-to website for buying presents for my male mates.
It's 6:15. International Undies Day.
Yep.
Boys or girls, what do you prefer? 1300 891 929. Briefs? Or the trunks.
Briefs, trunks, or G-strings.
No.
Don't be undieist.
Guys, do not go near G-strings.
Oh, come on.
Unless they're using their mouth.